Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 25, 2009 They Die, but Ghost Boobies Never Fade Away.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hearts and play. For Boston, take 20 times our play. And ever with the right shot as big bombs and touch me the more in the world. For Boston, for Boston, our bar is on the road.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
And this is the final episode of 2009.
Whoa. What's to become next?
The first episode of 2010?
What?
No fucking way.
Yes. Bloody wankers.
The first episode of the new decade, I guess.
No way. Wow. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, well,
it's all like mystical and crap. Okay. Maybe the world will end at 2010 instead of 2012. No, 2000.
Whatever.
Remember the world's supposed to end at the new millennium?
Yeah, well, yeah. We're fucked up on that one.
Yeah.
Basically. So, how was your Christmas, by the way?
I don't remember.
I'm all fucking Christmased out. I just wanted to be over with.
Yeah. Bah humbug.
Yes. I got my gifts. As I've shown the other bastards.
I worked. And
bah,
worked.
Bah fucking
and worked
humbug.
Some more.
How many Santa Clauses did you have to...
We're not going to discuss how many Santa Clauses we had, including the one that passed away.
Aww.
That was his soul. Mm-hmm. He had a cross on, so he believed him.
Okay.
Bullshit.
He believed...
Yeah, well, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. He believed in bullshit. He must be on the other side going, fuck! Wrong religion.
It was really Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
And the popcorn chicken.
Alright, so let's talk about the movie that we just went and saw.
We saw a movie?
Yes, we sat there for, fuck, I don't know, 2 hours ago? Yeah,
Elementary, my dear Watson!
Yeah, there was some old lady sitting behind me and she smelled like an old lady.
That's what old ladies are supposed to smell like, old ladies.
No, like, old ladies, no, but she no, was
like,
old.
There's like the fragrance for old ladies.
Oh, the fish fragrance?
Yes.
Yeah, you know the one that like,
I think this smells glorious. Oh, yeah.
It smells like fish and cabbage.
They fucking bathe in it, and you just want to like choke your own fucking senses out just to make sure you die.
Well, it makes me glad I'm allergic to fish, but I'm Irish, so you know the cabbage comes through. But it made me not want cabbage for a while.
Yeah.
Oof. So we went and saw the new Guy Ritchie movie.
What's his first name? I know he's a guy, but what's his first name?
It's Melvin.
Thank you.
Are you serious? Okay.
No?
I was about to say.
You just confused the end.
Melvin Ritchie, would you please come in and just wash my feet?
One of these days, Mom, I'm going to be a big-time movie director, then marry Madonna, have a shitty career, then divorce her, and then make an awesome film. With Robert Downey Jr.
Who's that, Melvin?
And don't forget, Jude Law is the sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the real man of the two.
Yeah.
So what do we all feel about this?
I enjoyed Sherlock Holmes. I felt Robert Downey Jr. did a really good job with portraying the character Holmes, making him smart in the brain, quick on the feet, and I'm trying to think of the best way. Smart in the head, quick on his feet. But yet, when it comes to street smarts, that's when Watson would come in.
Yes.
Yes, you ninny fucker.
Thank you. Now, me personally, I believe this was a prequel. Because I've read Sherlock Holmes since I was a wee lad.
Same here. I love the Hounds of Baskerville.
Well, actually, the first time I read Sherlock Holmes, it was, I got slapped across the head with it, and it took the knowledge in, so I had to continue reading, because I'm dumb and only remember 3 pages.
Fuck, I can't even remember reading it.
And we all remember Professor Moriarty. Well, he came through here and there, but they never showed him, and I believe this was a prequel to start their rivalry. And it makes me excited.
Yes.
Jude Law, Robert Downey Jr., perfect chemistry.
Yeah, they did a great job.
You know, it's almost like you took me and Bluonic and put us together in a movie. Chemistry.
Yeah.
Or put the three of us in a movie, so Three Musketeers.
Yeah, that's true.
More like the Three Stooges, to be honest.
I was trying to make it a little
trying to give us some kind of credit.
Yeah. Exactly, come on. Granted, we are the funniest motherfuckers on the face of the earth. You know, if Richard Pryor and them were around, they'd laugh at us.
Yes.
I hope so.
No, they would.
They'd just be like, look, white boys.
But, I mean, truth be told, I think it was a good movie. Good storyline.
I love the score for the movie, too.
Oh, yes.
I especially like the attitude piano. I felt that was a very good touch with the music.
I was insulted because they were fighting, almost like the Notre Dame fighting the Irishmen, and they had Irish music playing.
The Rocky Road to Dublin. Wasn't that the Chieftains version?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh. I have that version.
Wow, for a Frenchman, you're kind of intelligent.
I have that Irish version. Music. It's the Chieftains with the Rolling Stones performing
it. Yes, yes, yes.
It's off of the... I believe it's the Long Black Veil album.
Oh, he's got it.
I have it on my iPod.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to admit a Frenchman has just told me about Irish music. Granted, I knew it, but he actually knew it too. As you reward, you have a piece of bread, a piece of cheese, and a glass of wine. And not normal cheese, the stinky kind.
Yeah.
Nah.
So, Mr. Arnick, what do you believe this movie was?
I definitely had it was definitely chock full of action, but I think this is back in the day when they had to actually watch this shit on theaters and stuff, that they'd actually wish that this shit could have been, like, up in, you know, in that whole setup, because the way they set this up was just fucking cool. I mean, you've got, you know, Robert Downey Jr. doing these action shots where he actually... It kind of got annoying in a little way, but in another sense, it was fucking cool because I thought it was, like, expecting it to turn around on him and fuck it himself up on him.
Yeah.
But, like, he was just like, all right, what I'm going to do this time, I'm going to punch him in the side of the face. That's going to break one side of his jaw. I'm going to crack him on the other side of the face, break that side of the jaw. I'm going to hit him in the head, stun the fuck out of him, punch him in the ribs, break some ribs, do this and that. And... he goes and turns around, you know, and he goes and does that right at the boxing ring, and everybody's just like, where the fuck did that come from? Because he kind of has this style that's like a slap fight style.
Yeah,
it's like as soon as, boxing.
Yeah, it's like as soon as somebody goes and throws a punch at it, he just slaps it away, and they're just like, what the hell? They're expecting to get the shit kicked out of him by him until he actually just goes, all right, this is what I'm going to do to take care of this motherfucker. Except he didn't do that for the big guy, where I was kind of like, yeah, I was just like, yeah.
I was waiting for that.
I was waiting for him to be like, all right, what I'm going to do to the big guy is I'm going to fucking drop kick him in the face. Then I'm going to curb stop him when he hits the ground, you know, some kind of fucking thing like that.
Well, that was my cousin, you know that. Yeah. He looked like.
Well, no, I thought your cousin was the one that was behind him in the shipyard. Wasn't, you know, the big guy with the big beard. Yeah, and the, yeah.
I think that guy was a former pro wrestler for the WWE. He used to go by
Kurgan.
No, that
was the other guy.
Yeah.
Kurgan is actually over in Japan right now fighting.
Okay.
But with what I had to say about with this movie, I definitely say it was worth actually sitting through, even though I have to say this is the first time we've actually gone into the theater this year and had, like, a shitload of people. Like, beforehand, like, we've actually gone into this theater, we've sat down and we've had maybe sprinkles of people, but not as packed as this. I feel like
we had a lot of people in the Bastards movies.
Yeah, but that's
those were big movies.
Those were big movies at that time because those touched home for us. I mean, hell. But I mean, this is the holiday season, of course, and I can only imagine if we went to go and see the Avatar movie, and it would have been just fucking just a clusterfuck from hell.
We will be going to see that, people, just so you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week.
I'm hoping, or if people come through on
Yeah, because there's no real movies right now coming out in this new weekend because they decided not to.
Yeah.
But yeah, the week after that they got a good selection coming up, so we're definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to, like, you know, Wolfman. I'm looking everything just
there's
down
a
the
lot line. Of Legion and
well, like
Cop
yeah,
Out.
Yeah, but like that's the other thing is that. We've been, like, kind of waiting for these movies to come out, and we've seen this shit since, what? Since we started this whole fucking thing, and that was in the middle of the summer, and we're just like, holy fuck, there's so many movies we want to go and see right now. And we worked on that list that somebody gave us at the starting, and we've basically finished it, from what I believe.
There's a couple more. Maybe Shutter Island.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's in February.
So, more or less, it's just one of those setups. But back to
Sherlock Holmes,
I definitely have to say Robert Downey Jr. did a good job on it. They did. I don't know. Sometimes it felt like there was a little bit of a mockery of the actual, you know,
books
and stories and stuff like that. But Guy Ritchie put his spin on it, and I definitely liked it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're probably going to see in the papers they're going to either shoot this fucker down or actually give props to it.
And so far, they've given a lot of good props for this movie.
But, you know, I'm just waiting for somebody to be like, oh, that was fucking horrible. That wasn't like the Sherlock. Dude, do you think anybody wants to sit there and be like, have him walk around the room? I mean, he did do a little bit of, like, he walked around the room talking about shit, and you're like, you know.
I mean, do we really want the guy wearing that brown hat and brown jacket like they used to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually they gave Watson the capability of not being a fat fuck, like he usually is.
An athletic, strong man.
And I gotta give props to Downey Jr. too for not, like, forcing a British accent. He sounded very natural in this movie.
And I do give him credit for not snorting cocaine during the movie. Yeah. Sorry.
He's been clean for almost a decade, man. You gotta give him props.
No, he got arrested a couple years for it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. I don't know, whatever.
But, okay. So what's your ratings?
I give it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up on my point.
Okay, same here.
So I get 6 thumbs all around the table, and that's 3 people. So do the fucking math, people.
What if they failed math?
Then sucks to be them. Get a calculator.
But I do think, you know, with some of the upcoming movies where we will be having a couple of movies a week.
Yeah, we're going to be doubling up on some movies. Yeah. Because it's kind of getting to that point where it's like, hey, you've got this movie coming out, they got this movie coming out.
Or somebody like myself who has Fridays open, you know, well, you're at work and... Somebody else is at school
for his
final semester, so I might, you know, invest some time and head up to the mall and watch one on my own, too, you know, for the group.
Cool.
But we really haven't had that problem much, except this looks like we might run into it this year, so...
Yeah, definitely.
So now that the movies are over, let's hand out the Bastard Awards for movies this year. Best action movie.
I'll kill you.
Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day.
Yes.
Vagina.
Best drama. Inglourious Bastards.
Definitely, and I believe that Christoph Waltz is going to get an Oscar for his role as the Jew Hunter.
I do believe Eli Roth is up for it, too.
He is?
Best Supporting Character or something.
Yeah, that would be Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah. Best Comedy Movie?
The Hangover.
No, The Hangover, of course. Best Horror Movie? Zombieland.
Well, I know it's mostly a comedy, but it has its horror elements, which makes it a horror movie.
Yes. Best that sci-fi movie, clown. District 9.
Great, like, semi-documentarian-styled film.
And it kind of actually had a whole setup where it was just, you know, it felt like it went into the whole fact that the sci-fi base is kind of like how the Mexican border would be to America right now, except it's just a spaceship in Africa or something like
and
that.
And aliens. Now Anvil was saying, what should be the movie of the year?
Yes, and we've had, you know, some conflicting thoughts. So we decided we're going to give 2 this year.
Okay.
It will go to, you know, 2 movies who have already grabbed, you know, awards, but we already knew that because you can't win your genre. So it's going to Inglourious Bastards and Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
To us, both movies were really good. We couldn't decide.
We were very impressed by the sequel of Boondock Saints 2. It was everything we were hoping it would be, and then some.
10 years?
Yep, Inglourious Bastards was a very well-done drama with a different twist on what World War II could have been and should have been.
Yes.
You know,
and Hitler losing his face.
Yeah. Of course, along with those lines, you've got the Jew Bear. Yes, you know, especially after he just takes and knocks a motherfucker's head right off his shoulder.
And goes, fucking Williams!
Shooting it down motherfucking Lansdowne Street, bitches! Now, Hangover almost got into that three-way
it
tie
thing.
It came very close.
You would count it as a third right now, basically.
But, you know, there was a vote between everybody that's taking part in the show.
Yeah.
And Hangover came one vote shy of making it in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Definitely.
So what do we have next, Mr. Duck?
I think we got some video games that Bluonic has tried out.
Video games.
Congratulations to Bluonic for being able to Wii it out at his own house.
So now,
this is the Blue Audit presidential speech. Not
so now, when we tease him about playing with his joystick, he's really playing with a joystick.
Where's my porn? Sorry,
not yet.
Well,
you know what? Actually, there's a case study that Jay Bizzo and I did back in the day, and we actually were playing Call of Duty. Modern Warfare, just the regular one, aka Call of Duty 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was playing Call of Duty online with me against some people while watching porn, and I don't mean just any, you know, porn. He has a terabyte of porn on his hard drive. So we were doing this whole
drive.
So more or less along the lines is he was playing that and I was playing listening to music and we both just fucking railed everybody. We were doing games that were just damn near impossible. So if you got some kind of distraction while you're playing the video games, such as porn or music, you're going to do a hell of a lot better.
No. Especially if that porn is the Rammstein pussy video.
Along with that, I have to say I have done really good when I've had a couple drinks.
I do have one thing I do want to say. Now, if he has that much porn, which hard drive is he really playing with?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell you to tell about that one.
It's kind of, it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah,
that's a don't ask, don't tell kind of situation besides that one. Anyways, the games that I just recently either obtained or were playing is on my list here.
You got Cabela's.
Cabela's 2010 is for the Wii and also Xbox 360. I'm not sure about PS3, but I believe so as well. But definitely, I have to say it's awesome and sick for the Wii because of the fact that they have a whole plastic gun. The gun is about 25 inches long, aka about 2 feet. Yeah. Anyways, the whole setup is you can lock the controller in and use that as your setup. Definitely make sure you do the whole control setup so you can actually switch it to that fucking gun. Otherwise, you're going to be trying to pull a trigger with the upper part of the gun instead of where the usual trigger would be on a regular rifle or slash shotgun. But yeah, I definitely have to say this is a pretty damn good game. I still feel that the fact that I got to play the demo for Xbox 360, and I say the graphics are fucking gorgeous on that.
Yes.
But when I went to play it on Wii was kind of a little bit off on the graphics, but I have to say, altogether, still a fucking just great game. It's interesting. It keeps you alert. You actually, you know, kind of, you have to sneak around. You have to do kind of like, you know, how like you would if you were doing it in real life, except I think it would be a lot better if you could actually, instead of crouch, you could actually crawl or otherwise do a whole setup where you'd have to get a camo suit and go around. And I think that would be a hell of a lot more interesting than, you know, the whole flak jacket setup with your fucking orange hat kind of thing, which usually is kind of Cabela's, more or less, because the gun is orange. But I have to say, very good game. Two thumbs up on my part for playing it. And
yeah.
Anvil got to play it on the demo. He liked it.
I didn't
get a chance to play it yet.
Yeah, you'll definitely get to play it when you come over.
Or when I bring it
over here.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you how to, you know, beat him, because when we played the demo, I actually beat him. That's right, I took out the mountain lion quick.
Yeah.
Well, I got to, it took me a couple seconds because I was trying to get used to the whole factor. Not on the Xbox. You fucking beat me on that factor. I wasn't able to fucking take him out as fast as I'd like to, but when I finally got the sensitivity levels fixed on the game, I was able to take down the mountain lion in like 2 seconds. But What were you were going
to
say something?
Well, I wanted to talk about the game I got for Christmas yesterday, Guitar Hero 5.
All right, yeah, go for it.
First of all, it's like the other Guitar Hero games. You got the controller, you know, the five colors and the fretboard and the, you know, the
whammy bar.
Whammy bar and whatnot. But the set list for the songs, I'm pretty impressed with it. It ranges from, like, well-known bands like Kiss, Queens of the Stone Age, Pearl Jam, Nirvana. But then you got lesser-known bands like the Duke Spirit. You got Scars on Broadway. You got Rammstein.
Can you sing on the Scars on Broadway?
Yep.
I am singing some Scars on Broadway later.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
But I need a mic setup. I only have the guitar.
You bastard.
I'll plan on getting the mic soon. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Now, the difficulty levels range from first-timers, where if it's the first time playing, if you send a beginner, you don't have to touch the buttons. You just gotta boom, boom. You gotta
strum
it at the right moment. Whereas, you know, beginner, three colors, medium is...
Did they add color? Because felt like they added, like, now...
It's always
now
been it's, five.
It's always been five, really?
Yeah, it's always
I
been
thought
five.
It was, like, four at one point, but that's just me.
It's always been fives. Medium, it goes up to four. Hard is all five buttons. I think, like, hardest is, like, just
you
a
just
shit more
to, yeah, yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, but it's anyone can play it, and you can even download new music and other stuff as it gets released. One of the packs I plan on getting, once I get like a Wii points card, Street Sweeper Social Club.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
They have 100 little Kiss curses.
Curses.
Fight Smash Win, and I believe Promenade.
Nice, I like Promenade.
And there's a few other ones that are coming out, too. I've heard rumors of a Them Crooked Vultures one. I know that Rock Band 2 came out with New Fang, but I betcha they're going to come out with it for Guitar Hero 5, because Guitar Hero 5, like I said, has Queens of the Stone Age's Make It With You,
yeah,
which is
sure.
a great guitar song. And playing Du Hast by Rammstein on there, I got up to 99% on that one. And once I get the mic, I cannot wait to sing it. And it's in German, not the English version.
That's right.
So, two thumbs up for me for Guitar Hero 5.
Well, that's good.
All right, well, cool. On to my next...
Whoa.
Wait.
Oh, you got games still?
Yeah, it's not
games,
sorry. Motherfucker.
Sorry.
I got two more.
You're ready to hand out awards.
Well, stop handing out the fucking awards. Eat your little tangerine, because I gotta fucking do this.
Well, I'm sorry, at least I'm the healthy one in the group, eating fruit.
I'm going to eat me some fucking candy soon.
Be careful. That's the fruit that Shade stuck in his pants last week.
No, that was tater tot shoved in her pants.
Yeah. Anyways. So, with this whole setup, Army of Two 40th Day. Yes, I was talking about this beforehand, but I never got to actually play the demo because it just fucking came out. Now, the whole setup is it's gorgeous. I'm fucking pissed about one part, though. The fact is that they didn't give you the solo fuck play. I would rather have had the solo play because the people that you get stuck with online are fucking retarded. Well, let's put it this way. If you're trying to play it or try the demo and everything like that, but right in the middle of it, somebody either has got called by their mom to go put out the fucking trash.
I'm sorry! No, I'm kidding. It wasn't me. That'd be funny.
Not you. I'm more or less talking about that. Like, I would
Matthew,
actually...
you gotta take out the garbage
exactly.
and wash the dog!
Like,
that's... Shut up, Mom! I'm playing Army of Two 40th Day!
Yes.
If you don't do it now, I'm not gonna take you out to see the mermaids!
Alright, that's enough out of you. So, more or less with that, it's set up that, you know, you either have to play it with somebody that has a second controller with you in the room. A private co-op, which is if you have a friend online that you actually know downloaded the demo and you could try it with them there and then. I would suggest to get one of your friends to download it and have that whole setup where you can actually play together. But if you're playing with somebody, you know, totally different, like it actually took me about four or five, maybe even six different people to finally find somebody who was actually a, you know, a person, and of course it was a British person, and...
Hello, you're not America.
No, it wasn't like that, more or less, it was just that the fact that...
Would you like me to go swing up your chimney there, Governor?
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Wow.
Anyways,
you're worth cleaning a chimney?
Yeah, I guess so. But anyways, it's just the whole fact that, you know, it was kind of annoying because it was like... probably a 15-year-old kid. He was just like, how old are you? And I'm like, 23. Wow, you're cool. Do you think I'm cool? Yeah, you're cool. Just shut the fuck up and let's play the game, you know?
Mom, somebody said I was cool. Yeah, I told you.
Exactly. I was kind of just like,
are you in your own world?
That's it. I'm going to fucking Danny DeVito you. I'm just going to fucking punch you.
But it's from America.
I don't care. Anyways, so more or less along those lines, I have to say that the demo is pretty impressive. I hope that, you know, in the actual in-game, that the explosions are a little bit better than what I was seeing in the game, because they seemed a little, you know, too orientated, you know. An explosion happens, and you could kind of see all the squares, like, come off. It's like, you could kind of be like, okay, that's not how the building would have fallen. It would have broken up into smaller pieces or something like that if it got hit by a missile, because that's basically what it is you're in Shanghai, and just this group, which is the 40th Day Initiative, is coming in and taking over. And basically what they're doing is tomahawk missiling the fuck out of Shanghai, along with, you know, terrorizing people. And if you got to see the demo video and everything like that, it kind of shows a lot.
No, where is this so-called Shanghai place? Is it one of those made-up lands or something?
You fucking crackhead. It's China. It's dude, fucking China.
Hey, get it right. It's crystal meth.
Yeah, okay. Alright, well, anyways, I definitely give the whole setup my thumbs up, but until I can play the actual game, then I'll go out and give a whole thing, but I will definitely do an article on the Army of Two demo.
Allegedly.
Oh, don't give me allegedly. Anyways, allegedly. The next one is Dante's Inferno, and, well, actually, hold on. Army of Two will be coming out 1/12/2010, hopefully, as long as no shit gets pushed up, because I had to deal with that back in the fucking day.
Yeah.
Wasn't that just last year, so was it back in the day?
It's back in the day.
Back in the dom.
Yes, back in the NOM.
Back in the Civil War.
But, alright, Dante's Inferno, which will be coming out February 9th, 2010.
And this looked pretty impressive. I've seen pictures of it, and it just blew my mind away.
The one thing I have to say about this is that it's definitely weird how it kind of starts out. It shows the main character. He has a whole setup where I guess he's, like, either cut into his own flesh or he's using somebody else's flesh, and he's kind of pierced it into his body as a cross. It's really fucked up and crazy, and definitely nothing towards the book. So I can only imagine that there's going to be some kid in college or high school, you know, and the teacher will go, oh, yes, today we're going to be reading Dante's Inferno. And one kid will go, fuck yeah, I've got a leg up because I played the video game. No, I don't think so. I mean, it is cool that the fact that you get to kick the shit out of death in the demo. It's really, it's just awesome. You get to steal his sickle, and you've been using that as a weapon to take out all these demons that keep coming up, and then you actually break through the gates of hell to get into it. It's based on actually the concept of the story, where you've got, you know, the woman who passed away, and she's in hell and everything like that.
No,
and
she's up in heaven. But
no, not in this one.
Oh,
this one is actually in the concept that hell had, you know, she just died. And what it is you get to see her naked, basically. Yes,
yeah!
You get to see, you know, boobies. You get to see dead boobies on a body, and then you get to see ghost boobies.
Ghost boobies!
God damn it. No, don't you start it. I fucking swear. No. God damn it. Why me?
If there's something big right inside your face, guess what it is. Ghost boobies!
And now you know why Blue hates his life. Anyways, the whole concept that it seems that she's like, why did you betray me? And then all of a sudden an actual, like, darker demon, you know, type gas form grabs her and just drags her into hell, and you have to go after her. So it definitely seems like it's towards what the story would be like, but I definitely say don't trust it to the fact that, you know, that it would actually be going towards anything such as college or high school for, you know, a grade because you played the video game. It definitely is just one of those things where you don't want that shit to happen. Yeah. You'll fucking fail horribly.
And to the whole aspect of you hating your life, I thought you hated your life because you look like a Smurf.
Smurf.
Well, we call you Blue for a reason.
I don't look like that motherfucker that was on, like, you know, ABC or Good Morning America or whatever the fuck his name was because he was taking some pills that turned him actually blue.
Whoops.
That'd be awesome, though.
I wouldn't mind turning blue, it's just that...
Were there any Oompa Loompas surrounding him?
Those are orange, dumbass.
No, but remember the woman, the girl that ate it and became blue and giant? Violet.
Oh my god, you turned to Violet!
Fuck you.
Go screw a goat.
No, thank you. Anyways, this game is very hardcore, bloody violence, and there is nudity, as I said. Don't you fucking do it again, I swear to fucking balls.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I shall grant that wish of not doing that again.
Thank
you. Ghost booby!
I did not guarantee you, though.
Douchebag. So, yeah, definitely try out the demo, and if you're into how the setup is you know, how would you actually put that setting? It's one of those, it's kind of like how the other Japanese-style games are, where it's like, you have, like, kind of like a camera view. It's not, you can't really control the camera view, but he's by himself in a third-person type view. You know, it's kind of like a third-person outer body view, I don't know. It's not stationary, more or less, but how the camera is set on the outer parts, it's kind of like that. So, you know, sometimes you can, you know, hate those types of games that will do that kind of camera angles, but I didn't mind it as much. I was having fun, you know, beating the shit out of stuff, like demons and anything, like, there was these types...
Anything that moved.
These types of fountains that were for you to obtain energies and manas and all this other stuff. Kind of like that, but yeah, it was definitely interesting, and the graphics are fucking gorgeous.
I can't wait for the part with the babies with scythes for hands.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, they definitely, when you're going on the video that they show on the outro, no, actually, this is on, like, after you finish the demo, they show, like, the videos of how hell's looking and everything like that. It's fucking crazy. Like, the three-headed demon beast, oh, it's fucking, that's definitely insane. I definitely give them on the visuals. It's pretty fucking graphic.
Okay, now, would this be good for children to play?
Of course!
Of course! Why the fuck not? I don't think it's going to have either an AO rating or a mature rating at all. It's going to have maybe a teen, maybe an E for everyone over 10. I would give it that one easily.
Because okay. The children need to learn about this stuff somehow.
Yes, exactly. Plus, it's it's based on an actual story in Florence.
Well, no, but let's say I let my little cousin play. Would you recommend it for a little kid? Like, you know, 7?
No, like I said, everyone of 10 and above.
But why not?
Because of... No, you fucker! You're trying to make me fall into the trap and...
What trap?
No, not going to do it. Well, let's go on. Okay, actually, this gives you your point of view, finally, for the awards.
Well, see, you're a jerk, because I had a new song to sing.
No, asshole. No!
You want me to read the list this time around?
I don't know if I'm going to
thank you. I don't think you can read his handwriting.
You guys can't read my writing, that's why. Okay. Doctors can't even read my writing. But,
So is that how you refill your prescriptions?
Shh. Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. Best song of the year goes...
No,
there's something big growing in your pants. What's the cause? Ghost boobies. You must be a jerk and not give it to me. Alright. Best Wii game of the year? Mad World.
That's a really fun, bloody, gory-ass game with great sports commentary from John DiMaggio, who does the voice of Bender in Futurama, and Greg Proops from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
And here's the kicker. I saw this advertised in Best Buy next week. It's going to be only for $10.
The paper's cold. Sorry. That's awesome.
It's just $10. And I can guarantee you it's a fun and awesome game for the Wii.
Well, now because you announced that, you will not be able to buy it. Because now all of our fans are going to go out and buy it. And you won't get a chance to.
But it's me who wants to buy it. He's already got it.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll steal his copy and give it to you.
Okay, fine.
Okay. And, ladies and gentlemen, the game of the year.
And it also goes with Xbox 360 game of the year, too. Yes.
But well, it could be for
PS3. It's also on Wii.
It's on Wii. Well, it's
not
actually...
on the Wii.
It's not yet on the Wii. It's called, actually, like, Modern Warfare Reflex or some kind of
thing. Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's for multiple systems. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Dos
me gana.
It's a fantastic... I felt that it one-upped itself.
Yeah, laying waste to a people in the airport was maybe a little bit too fun.
Well, it's kind of Grand Theft Auto style, if you think about it.
Yeah, except you're not hitting people with golf clubs. You're laying waste with them with machine guns. It's fun.
Yeah.
And the graphics are just absolutely gorgeous. I do get a little annoyed with the whole fact that when you get hit, it kind of gives you this like broken glass and blood effect. And it kind of gets annoying because when you're trying to get back into the actual battle, it could still be with you, even if you've fully healed.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I'm still trying to like get used to the knife throwing because I would like to take out a couple people.
And especially like that one guy you did on the internet.
Yeah, that one was ridiculous. But I got taken out by the knife throw the other day, and I went, "You lucky fuck! I just came around the corner too, and at the same time he just tossed it." He just
I did see one on YouTube where the guy just like threw one up in the air randomly, and he's following the knife, and then some dude running and just catches him upside the head.
Yeah,
that's the one that we were talking about.
Yeah, basically.
It was the final kill. That was the most amazing part.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's when it pops up. And you know, that was actually the fun thing yesterday when I was playing with my buddy from Winthrop. We had a whole setup, and there was about four or five times that I ended up being the last kill on the last kill camera, and I was having fun, believe me.
Nice.
I had one where dropped down right on a person, went and just blew him to pieces. It was beautiful. I think the other funny thing about the multiplayer thing is you shoot somebody just right in the face. It's called the money shot, and money explodes from them.
Nice.
It's fucking hilarious. So,
kind of sounds like something from No More Heroes, because when you cut up someone, chop off their head, like blood and money spew out of them.
Yeah, or a porno. Anyways.
Or Dick Cheney instructional shooting video.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we have next, sir?
We got your sports.
Ooh. Cheerios. I'm sorry.
Cheerios?
Yes. I want Cheerios. Leave me alone.
Okay, Governor.
Governor. I'm a senator. Fuck you.
Well, I'm a member of the English Parliament.
What? You're a box of cigarettes?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into sports a little bit. Nothing really with the Red Sox this week.
Yeah.
Except Fenway Park is now an ice rink.
Yay.
And there are some negotiations going on with Jason Bay again. Because Jason Bay's agent called the Red Sox saying, "We need you.
Nobody wants us, and I thought they would."
Just because he's Canadian and looks like Celine Dion's brother. Identical twin brother.
Yeah.
Because, go on, Celine Dion and him look alike without the hair.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And she's just used bad bronzer.
Yeah, all I can say is the one that comes to mind is the South Park episode where Terrence and Phillip is shown as little kids. Oh. And, like, they do their little, like, song and dance, and the woman in the crowd goes, "Oh my god, what's wrong with their heads?" He's like, "Don't worry, honey, they're just Canadians." Yep. Because they were flapping heads. Well. But anyways, go back to...
let's move along.
Canada, on strike.
The New England Patriots won their first true road game of the season, finally.
About fucking time.
Against the Buffalo Bills. Yes, Buffalo.
But isn't this one, like, we've actually shut them out, that, like, so many times in the last couple of years now from the Bills?
They haven't beaten us in a while.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we won two road games this season.
Yeah,
but
and
this
one...
isn't true. One was in England. We crossed the pond...
Yes.
We've got a couple more games left. We have Jacksonville and we have Houston.
Actually, was that just a one-time deal, more or less? That was like the only one this year? Or was there multiple ones that we're going to do, or no?
Well, we played one in England and one in Canada this year.
Oh, fuck Canada.
I know.
I'm saying, like, well, I would like to see us, like how we said before when we were doing the show back when the Patriots did play over there. We want to go and see and reach across the pond, okay. You know.
Well, yeah, what it is they're trying to get... another game somewhere over there, and a game in Mexico. Get Mexico to have a team, Canada have a team, those two other ones have a team. So teams get to circulate around the world.
Not bad.
And
idea.
You know, bring football around.
I don't know about Mexico so much. You know, that's the thing. We can't kill players and feed it to the crowd, dude. It's not like bullfighting.
I know.
God,
I heard
damn it.
Germany's a candidate to host a game, too.
That would be
awesome.
That'd be respectable. And then have for a halftime show,
Rammstein. Performing their number one hit, Pussy, here's Rammstein. He's got the dildo mic.
Yes.
Here you go.
not a person. I am Deka. What's the problem?
Let's do it quick.
But basically, that is a highlight of this year of us being able to play over in England like we did a couple times in the recent years.
I would love to see us be able to play around the world more, and I'd love for the bastards to go see a game and invade another country.
But more or less the whole concept is that...
Invade France first because that'd be the easiest.
Whoa. Did the French guy just make a joke about his own country?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
But with the whole sports and everything like that, like look at the concept of America. What they do is they say, okay, we've got the World Series. We've got this. We get the World, Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. But the only concept that I say is that, yes, America is the melting pot of the concept, and yes, you can almost count it as the world, but it's only a continent. It's more or less along the lines that I would like to see the whole world get into it.
We used to have NFL Europe.
Yeah, but...
But they weren't any good. And people didn't like it because...
And in the offseason, more or less, a lot of the players from America was going over there to play to keep the training and keep going and everything like that. But that wasn't going well. It just, and I know that the, European states, a lot of the South America states and all that other stuff, love soccer more than football.
I can personally say I know somebody that played in NFL Europe for NFL Germany, and that's a quarterback that I play with now, Clarzell Pearl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know a little bit about it, but I want to see football more around the world, and I want them to embrace it. Because baseball's embraced all over the world. It's probably the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, but it's kind of gets to the point where we just, embrace rugby too.
American football, surprisingly, is popular in Japan as well. Those games actually sell out pretty well.
Dude, look at fucking sumo wrestlers, dude. They'd be perfect.
They'd be defensive linemen.
Boom. Fuck yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I'm going to put it like this. We have two sports that are world famous. That America, one of them America invented, and the other one America made popular.
Baseball.
And hockey.
No. Basketball was created by an American.
Yes, in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But it's not all around the world yet.
Well, it's pretty close.
It's there, but hockey is like an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Baseball, they have the World Baseball Classic. The hockey...
Basketball is an Olympic sport.
Now it is. It's only started not too long ago.
It's when? Because I remember 1992's Dream Team.
I believe that was the first year. So that's not that long.
Good point.
That's almost kind of like how the up-and-coming thing with snowboarding in the Olympics, all that other fun stuff, so believe me, it's
Tony Hawk thinks, too, that skateboarding should be in the Olympics.
Fuck, I think paintball should be in the Olympics. I read an article a couple years back about that.
American football, definitely.
But they said it probably never will. Mixed martial arts.
Yeah,
you got kickboxing, you got regular boxing.
Exactly.
It's a mixture.
Why not?
You don't want it like Mortal Kombat, kind of thing, but...
Oh, come on, I know you want to see that.
No, I'm saying I would like to see it, but that's more or less how you got to...
see Gina Carano get all sweaty and naked.
With some gold on her.
That too, but... Well, actually, I'm not thinking more of like how the old Olympics used to be, like with the whole fact that guys used to wrestle naked.
Whoa, why are you thinking about guys wrestling naked?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You just said.
No, I'm just saying the whole concept of the first official Olympics and shit like that, where they actually, the Greco-Roman wrestlers and shit, you fucking douchebag. Anyways.
Let's get back on track.
Yeah. That'd be a great idea.
Alright, so the Celtics played yesterday against Orlando.
And they won.
And they won on Christmas. Yeah.
Last time they didn't win.
Well, Paul Pierce is out for the next 2 weeks after having his knee drained. But he'll be fine. But the game that I really enjoyed was watching the Lakers play Cleveland, because Cleveland beat the Lakers. And it wasn't even a close game. Huh. Retards.
Did Shaq give Kobe a wedgie?
Actually, Kobe was driving to the basket, Shaq stepped in front, and Kobe slammed off Shaq. Kobe was upset and wanted a foul, and they didn't call it.
Not bad.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Good Shaq! That was a good move, Shaq!
He did it like two or three times. Alright, let's go to hockey a little bit. Bruins are playing pretty well. They're coming together as a team very well. I'm really enjoying it. Tim Thomas pitched a shutout during the week, and we won 6-4 another night. So, we'll take it. What else do we have? Oh, yes. For mixed martial arts the other night, I wrote this in my article, of course. The fight that me and Blue were talking about with Kung Lee had the fight won, And all of a sudden, the dude just leveled one good shot and knocked out Kung Lee.
Not bad.
Which we have to state that, more or less. I mean, yes, I was, you know, hyping him up last, you know, week, saying that I still think he's one of the best fighters. It's just that you have to keep aware of what's going on and don't fuck anything up, especially at the end of the fight when, you know, don't, like, go charging in.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the fight when you know that you've got it in the bag.
Yes. Okay, now let's give out our awards.
Yes.
Best male athlete, Tim Thomas.
From
the Boston Bruins.
Gotta give it up to him, even though, you know, he's a lot older than a lot of the other Bruins players. He still shows that he's done it.
He actually won the award last year for best goalie in the league. And him and Manny Fernandez shared the award for least amount of points scored. Granted, Manny Fernandez allowed so many goals it wasn't even funny, but we're not going to start. Best female athlete, Blue, who won best female athlete?
All right, you got me. I don't know. Who would that possibly be? I don't know. I just don't know.
Does it
start with a fucking G, maybe?
I don't know.
Does her last name start with a C? Oh, is it Gina Carano?
Is that the woman that you dream of boning every night?
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll give her the award.
Yes.
Oh, right.
It's your penis. The award's going to be your penis. She just won't notice you under, okay?
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. We're gonna let him get some for the first time in 10 years.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I love you. And, you know, brotherly way, of course.
Yay!
Best team of the year? This might be a surprise to people. Jimmy Johnson's racing team is a guide to him to his fourth straight Nextel Cup championship. I'm sorry, not Nextel Sprint Cup.
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
Phone company!
We're not all about Jimmy's the NASCAR, but that was very impressive in that sense.
Well, see, do you know what it is? I'll start watching NASCAR when they make a right turn.
No, actually, there is that whole setup where they actually go.
Race?
Yeah, they
That's
go.
That's annoying to me.
Oh, okay. Well.
Do
that.
All right. Most fucked up MMA of the year, female, Gina Carano versus Christina Cyborg.
Yeah. That was definitely, that felt a little fucked up.
Basically, for those who didn't see that match,
she was clawing at her face.
Well, yes. Cyborg beat Gina Carano for the, you know, and gave Gina Carano her first loss ever. And basically, at the end, she lost due to TKO, due to punches. The bell rang. Yeah, well, the bell rang, and then the match was called. So it never should have counted. They should have been able to go to a second round. And the male was Brett Rogers versus Fedor Emelianenko, which Brett Rogers busted up Fedor. He lost, looked like about a liter of blood. And then in the second round, he knocks out Brett Rogers. Any other fight would have been stopped due to blood loss. So basically, you know, that's something.
It is a fucked up fight, but you still just got to give it up to Fernando for
Fedor.
Fedor. Fernando is his Spanish cousin.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, the Russians and Spanish are all alike.
Yeah, you know, they all look alike, too. What else do we have on my list? I want to make sure I cover everything. Okay, well, that's all for sports. All
right.
What else do we have on our list?
We got music.
Okay, let's cover music.
Okay.
Music!
So, before we go into albums, Blonick, you and I went to a few concerts this year. And we got one coming up tonight with the Boston's, of course.
I went to a concert this year, too.
All right. He went to a couple, but out of all the concerts we went to, which one do you think was the best?
The one where the girl was naked, not smoking marijuana?
Well, there was kind of like that one, but that was Nine Inch Nails for you.
That's
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails was all right, but I still say that
Jane's Addiction was shit.
Well, that's what ruined the concert for me, was all the fucking potheads. Mm-hmm. Fucking, you know, Mansfield. Anyways, more or less along that lines is, I have to say that it was definitely them Crooked Vultures. I have to say that was the one that was awesome. And I definitely look forward to going to the House of Blues again tonight because, you know, that's going to be the sweetest
depressing
setup. What?
Joe, you know, House of Blues?
Yeah, right. It is really depressing, seeing that
yes.
It used to be the Avalon.
And the Axis.
Yeah, and the Axis. Now it's put together as one. But, yeah, it's, you know. Yeah, I can't see any, like, definitely it was great with the Nine Inch Nails concert because the fact is we had the Street Sweeper Social Club, which we were definitely looking forward to.
Yep, new Tom Morello band.
Nine Inch Nails was awesome, but I still felt that they should have went on last because Jane's Addiction is absolute crap. And yeah, it was absolute crap because he came out dancing like, I don't know, like he wishes he
was Freddie Mercury,
yeah,
but
he came out looking like Freddie Mercury, and it kind of scared the shit out of me, and especially the way that he was dancing didn't seem like he was too into it, like he was already
off. He looked like a grandpa with dementia.
Oh, dude, that's wrong. Way too wrong.
Basically, they put, you know, strings on him and just danced him around the fucking stage.
Where's my gun? I gotta put down Grandpa. Come here, Grandpa, come behind the
chair.
Yeah,
what do you feel that?
Definitely them Crooked Vultures. Just seeing John Paul Jones, seeing a member of fucking Led Zeppelin up there, changing basses, just rocking it out. He's in his 60s, but goddammit, he still acts like he's in his 20s.
How about Anvil?
I thought Summer Jam was the best concert I went to this year, because it took all the best of hip-hop, rap, and R&B, brought them together. You know, they had T-Pain, and DJ AM was there, and Flo Rida, and, you know, just everybody. Bow Wow, and the world was there. Great music, great time. And Chris Brown didn't show up, so then we got smacked around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oops. So what else do we have for music?
So, okay, I think we also have our list of...
awards.
Of awards.
Okay. So let me go down my list today. Best male band is Guamba, which is a group that we listened to from our MySpace list.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
You know, we all really enjoyed them, especially, you know, when they told us to put our crack pipe down. That's why I switched to crystal meth.
And they can survive in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yep. Best female band goes to Hunter Valentine.
I saw them open up for the Clicks, just completely blew myself and Nenya away.
And King Baby Duck gave us the album to check out, and I was blown away myself, so I had to vote it in.
That Hunter Valentine's definitely going to be one of those bands that you're going to really look out for in 2010. Once this EP comes out, Lessons Learned from the Late Night in February, go check it out, because you're just going to be amazed at with these women.
Okay. Best male singer. Now, you people may disagree, but we gave it to Asher Roth.
I love college.
Who I actually got to see perform at Summer Jam.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I ever actually heard that song, and I got to see him do it live. My wife, we voted her in for best female singer. She just doesn't know we're getting married when she turns 18. Because, you know, she's got a few
months. I thought she was already, like...
No, she's almost 18. And that's Taylor Swift. You know, and we're going to give her the award.
I got to let you finish.
Whoa, damn, Kanye showed up.
My fiance in order to the best fingers of all time.
Damn. I thought we locked the door. I almost had it. I almost had the award handed when Kanye showed up.
Maybe I should go after Hannah Montana. That would be a better thing to ruin with...
They can cry. I'd love to see Miley Cyrus cry.
Oh, man. I want to kick her in the jaw. All right. Now let's handle best through genre. Best metal, Rammstein.
Liebes für alle da.
Thank you.
And a big oh for fuck's sake for the German government for censoring Ich tu de Wehr.
Yes, I don't find anything really wrong with the video. It's more or less what's going on with the words, but
it's still a great song. I mean, granted, there are songs in English that talk about guys, you know, wanting to fuck hoes in the ass and slapping them around,
or, you know, shooting people or doing stupid fucking things like that. But it's
to the way it basically is about, would say, sadomasochism.
Hey.
And you can sing about shooting and fucking girls in the ass
and
whatnot, but you
the
can't,
shit out of people, but
and you can't sing about one's lifestyle. Now, Germany, you gotta realize something. These sadomasochists are helping to build your economy. They're the reason why your country's in a surplus. Remember, you can't go anywhere on any street without seeing some sort of crazy sex shop.
Go, hell yeah. Sadomasochism.
In fact, the next time you see a gimp walking around, go walk up to him and say, "Thank you, sir, for helping us with our surplus." Thank you. The gimp will reply, Which is Gimp Talk for, you're welcome, sir. I am glad to contribute to our country.
This rubber outfit is hot in the middle of August.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a day that we should put on the calendar, Hug a Gimp Day. Where they wear the shirt that says, I'm a Gimp, hug me.
That's right. Best Rock, Them Crooked Vultures.
Self-titled debut album.
That's right.
They managed to capture the live sound so perfectly on this CD. Now, granted, the jams were a lot longer when you see them in concert, but that's because you had to, you had to fit it all into one CD.
Yes. Alright, this one, I have never even heard of the band. I don't think Blue has either, but it got voted in by the Duck because, well, we don't know about this genre much. Best Folk.
The Swell Season, Strict Joy. This was the one that I played.
Yeah, I listened to it, and it was pretty good.
Is that the one I fell asleep during?
Yeah.
That's a relaxing one.
Yeah, it made me fall asleep.
Hence, it relaxed you.
Yeah, I'm all set with that. Best Rapper, Bus Driver.
Yes. Jelly Beam is a great album. Granted, it's not up to par with Roadkill Overcoat, but it's still... manages to surpass a lot of other great rap albums.
I wish I had money at the time so I could have bought his fucking shirt and got his autograph. But I was broke.
Wait, best hip-hop, T-Pain.
Yep.
We had a great year. Good music.
I'm on a boat. On a boat.
Okay, so most disappointing album went to Weezer.
For Ratitude. What a crap-ass album that they put out there. Ugh. Why, Rivers, did you have to release that? Because it's just so ungoudingly bad.
Okay, well, now that we're done with this, I'm going to go down the list and give out the miscellaneous awards.
Well, Rap Rock, Blonic wanted to...
I just suggested it out of the blue here. I just wrote it down. But more or less, as a Rap Rock, I would have to say Street Sweeper Social Club.
Yes.
Because you've got Boots Riley, and you've got the man from Rage Against the Machine that can rock the fucking guitar like nobody's business.
And 100 Little Curses is such a great music video.
I like that. Now, I forgot to do one earlier in movies, but the most disappointing movie was...
The Haunted World of El Cerebisto. And we forgot best sports-related movie, The Blind Side.
Oh, that's right, we did forget about that.
Yeah, but I do like the whole concept of the sideways bacon sandwich, it's just that they fucked up the movie.
Yeah.
Now, let's hit up the rest of these awards right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with the good ones first. Best New TV Show, Community got it.
Fantastic comedy. I was very impressed with the show, and it's one of the only shows out there right now that makes you want to just tune in every week to see.
Okay. Best spinoff, NCIS LA.
LL Cool J, Chris O'Donnell. Great chemistry from the both of them.
Yes.
AKA Robin from Batman.
Yes.
Okay. I think he would like to forget about Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Best show of the year. I won this one, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
I can't wait for season 3. I got season 1 for Christmas. Thank you to my brother. Best anime?
Eden of the East. It was a very interesting show. It was funny. It was dramatic. It dealt with secret terrorist plots and the main guy trying to stop it all, even though he was one of the people that was first involved with it.
Best returning anime, Hayate, the Combat Butler.
Definitely. Still showed it's one of the funniest shows of all time. It makes me even laugh more than Family Guy.
Ooh. Okay.
But maybe it's because I might get some more of the Japanese references than some other people, but it works for me.
Okay.
It's just funny as hell, and I'm always sad to see it end.
Okay. Now, I have to give out our final 4 awards. They're the biggest awards that we give out all year round.
Yeah.
You have the 3 horror awards.
Yeah.
And this one I'll be giving out next, Woman Beater of the Year.
Yeah.
Now, we put this out and we got about 500 people to write back and they all voted for the same person. So, unanimous decision, Chris Brown gets Woman Beater of the Year. Yeah. So, remember...
When you see Chris Brown, just
beat him
up.
And next year, you might get the award.
Yes. Yeah.
For, you know...
Because Chris Brown isn't actually a lady.
Yeah.
We beat him hard enough, he might turn into one.
We are going to present him with the Wife Beater Award, more or less, with the whole setup. And not just the words. We're talking about the tank top white t-shirt with the mustard stain.
And the grease on the belly.
But we're not going to make him wear it. We're going to strangle him with it.
And punch the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, Rihanna is delicious.
She's awesome.
Even when she shaved her head, I thought she still looked sexy.
Mm.
And I usually don't like
that. And not a lot of women can pull that off.
I know.
And we don't support spousal abuse.
No. No way in hell.
Remember, if you're being abused by your spouse, report it. Get help. Or
come to us and we'll fucking take care of it.
Just shoot him in his sleep, but we won't condone that either.
Arena Bobbitt, maybe not so much.
Okay, now here are the three main awards. This is the Bastard Whore of the Year Award.
Yeah.
Which we will have male, female, and the biggest bastard whore.
Mm-hmm.
So, male whore of the year
goes to
Tiger Woods!
Yay!
Hooray!
Now remember, being a whore doesn't mean just sleeping with people like Tiger Woods. There's other ways of being a whore. Yeah. That's how the female got it.
Wait, no. Hold on, wait. Well, you got Tiger Woods doing this too, because he was, got Gillette, you got this. But, please.
And the female whore of the year is, envelope please, Sarah Palin!
Yay!
Alright. I really want to know which one of us got it, because I didn't get sent a ballot, which I'm very upset about.
I got it here. Hold on.
Shades didn't get one either. So we're assuming our names were on that list. So, can I read it or are you going to read it?
I'm going to read it.
Oh, Lord, I'm nervous. I need it. You need to open that envelope, man.
Yeah, you missed it. Oh. Come on.
All right, hold on.
Let me fucking see it, goddammit. Just... There you go.
You have it now.
Haven't had an award before. Oh my god.
And it goes to.
Oh my god.
Anvil.
Oh my god. I want to thank my family, Taylor Swift, because she was a huge aspect.
For being the whore of the year.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, Kanye came back.
But Tiger Woods is the best whore of all time.
Wait, here we go. Big metal object. Kanye. Yeah! They gave me a golden baseball bat.
Then we have to give Kanye the douchebag of the year award. It's the douchebag
of the year.
I would like to thank alcohol.
Let's not call Kanye. Yeah, that's right. Your mic doesn't work anymore. All right, well, I think that's it for the show to this week.
Yeah, it was a bit of a short one. I figured you want to go out, just have fun, celebrate the new year. And we have got to head on out for the Mighty Mighty Boston show, which is going to fucking rock.
And remember, listen to next week's episode, because next week will mark 6 months of us on the air.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I'm truly happy to say that one.
Remember? Check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Hook us up at the email at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com for feedback, comments, and ideas for things to talk about and to review.
Then we also are on MySpace, so go to myspace.com/bostonbastardbrigade. Along with, we are having our group up now, and we are still on Facebook, and we are working on making the Facebook actual, Boston Bastard Brigade.
And we're even looking into making a Twitter account specifically for B3.
Yes, okay, specifically.
And don't forget to check out our friends over at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Show them some love, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. And just to let you know, on New Year's Eve, if you're listening beforehand, if you see a skinny guy, a big white guy, and a panda.
Yes, a panda.
A panda.
A furry. No, I'm just kidding.
A panda. You'll see me, Blavonic, and Pandalicious at the Amanda Palmer Show with the Boston Pops.
Lucky.
Hey, you got a big thing coming up on New Year's. Go on.
You can promote it.
He's got a fight.
That's right.
He is going up against, he's going to lose.
Bigger man boobs than the anvil.
He's a bigger man boobs than Pamela Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Ryan Sturma or something.
Loser. So, okay. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Oh, this is Blawnik.
This is Anvil.
Saying, should all acquaintance be forgot and...
That's right, Kanye shut up again. So remember, next time, check us out. We love you guys. Support your local artists and all your local organizations, because we are
the Bastards. And have a happy new year.
And go get drunk.